We have talked a lot about the 3rd District Congressional debate that took place on Wednesday. We've spoken with some of the candidates already. We've spoken with a couple of them yesterday. So coming up right now, we are checking in with another candidate who did participate, Andy Zay. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Out of the gate, I mean, how do you think the debate went on Wednesday?
Well, thank you to you and your team of moderators, Dirk and Journal-Gazette and Purdue Fort Wayne and the Andy Downs Center for hosting. I thought it went very well. I mean, it was a great opportunity to, meet the candidates. And I think you previewed it a little bit, I think, with Dirk on the radio a week or so ago. And the difficult part is you got 4 Republicans that really agree on a lot. So, I mean, as far as the topical issues, it was, tough, I think, to differentiate between the candidates. And so what it really came down to is a little bit of style and substance and how we're going to serve and the district. And so, I think that came out and you guys appropriately saved the bomb for the 12th question. That's when the fireworks kind of blew a little bit. I for my campaign and my style, have been happy to stay on the sidelines.
Yeah, you're right. We did kind of save the fireworks for the very end. If folks haven't listened to the debate or maybe they haven't listened to the whole thing yet, I would highly recommend folks do that and download the debate at wowo.com. But you brought up a good point, Andy. As is such with most primaries, right, it's kind of hard to draw out the differences of the candidates. But particularly with you 4, the standout moment for me in terms of drawing out your differences was when immigration was brought up. And that's actually a moment that I wanted to touch on with you this morning. Yes, we brought up immigration and you all 4 did agree that, yeah, we need to build the wall, right? But you, Andy, really took your stance on the border and immigration in general really quite a step further. In fact, your answer stood out to me the most when it came to that question. Your approach to me felt very calculated. You said we needed to, and I believe this is a direct quote, recreate the Ellis Island concept. What exactly, I was dying to ask you this, Andy. I wish I could have followed up, during the debate on Wednesday, but what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, actually, I had that conversation with a constituent as we've been working throughout the campaign. And I think what I'm saying and what I'm really mean is, we all focus on the wall and it's important. And we know that you've been there. So many of us have been there. We've seen, the trouble and we see it coming into our community. We are all a border state. We've got to secure the border. I've asked our governor to send troops down in support of Governor Abbott in Texas. So that is all critically important. But where I think, I try and differentiate is to at least recognize the backside of that. And we have friends. We have friends right here in Northeast Indiana that are from other countries and want to be here and work and be a part of, our society, our economy. And, they're having tremendous struggles working through the immigration system. So the reality that I'm trying to create is a more holistic look at what is the border crisis and what is our immigration issue, because there are immigration laws that we haven't touched in 20, 30 some years that need reform. We talk about innovating and technology, and I spent some time talking about innovation and defense and how we move forward. And in those realms, we're all talking about, adapting and moving to the economy and moving to the times ahead of us. But we don't talk about it a lot in immigration and immigration policy. And it seems to be a real stalemate in Washington, D.C. to get to that conversation without doing the border without having that border discussion and those border decisions made. And so, one begets the other. But I think that's also a very important back end issue. And I've heard it. I've heard it from employers. I've heard it from, other folks that are trying to fill their workforce. And, I think, that takes a critical look. So when you talk about Ellis Island, it's opening up those gates, to know who's coming here, why they're coming here, the interview, the vetting, and, make sure that we have a process that works for our country, for our communities, and, so we're safe, secure, and can also keep the economic engine of America going.
Yeah, see, I this is what I was so dying, to kind of really get into this with you on Wednesday, and obviously I couldn't, because what I also wanted to kind of continue to walk down this road of, you just said it, you're right, Andy, this has been such a stalemate in D.C. Haven't figured out why we can't all get on the same page here for the last 20, 30 years. But let's say you are next serving congressman. How would you propose getting everyone on board with essentially reforming our immigration laws and bringing forward this idea of this Ellis Island concept, because, you know, to me, that's almost like this fairy godmother dream, that it's almost an unrealistic dream. So how would you go about trying to achieve that?
Listening, learning, and educating. You need to listen. I mean, as I always say, when I'm elected as a representative, as a legislator, you know everything about everything, and obviously you don't. So you need to learn from those that have done it. You need to learn from your colleagues and what their pressure points are. And you have to bring people around that idea and be creative about it. I mean, in reality, there's no new solutions. They're all bantered about, and the people in Washington know that now. But it's finding that solution and being creative and both understanding that, adapting that solution, and then bringing it down to an elementary level where you can, you know, sell that and represent that to my colleagues to bring a majority of people around it and advance the idea, as well as your leadership to make sure it gets heard in a committee, to make sure it gets heard on the floor. Mm-hmm. And that takes a lot of hard work.
Yes,
and that's
it does.
The art form of legislating, which I think really distinguishes me from the other candidates. Legislating, you know, it's a lost art, and it takes, you know, sometimes as much listening as it does screaming and hooting and hollering. And sometimes in Washington, they start with the screaming.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Andy. Really quick, obviously, I'm sure you're well aware of the news. We've had some breaking news here this morning about Israel carrying out a strike on Iran. What say you to this retaliatory strike?
Well, Israel has the right to do whatever they need to defend themselves and defend their sovereignty as a country. And I fully support that. Mm-hmm. I look at this a little bit more simplistically maybe than others, but I think, you know, there's a lot of push and pressure. You know, we need to, you know, stop and have a ceasefire and all that. And it's like, it's real easy if the Palestinians, if Gaza releases the hostages. I think that changes the entire dialogue. So I think until that happens, you know, they have every right to continue to defend themselves from all the terrorists and all the groups that are attacking them. So I fully support that and will fully support that going forward as a congressional candidate for the 3rd District.
Andy, really quick, I've only got like 60 seconds here, but is there anything that wasn't asked during the debate on Wednesday or perhaps brought up that you wish was?
No, I think we covered a lot of the basis. The thing that I really did love was Dirk's question, because I think it's a talk about really adapting culture. And there's two frames of that. One is adapting the culture of Washington, D.C. to create trust, to create integrity, that Americans can trust that the folks representing them are doing the job and doing what needs to be done. And the other is the trust and integrity back home as we serve in our district, to know that people can trust their representative to go out and do the job and not only speak to them, but to listen to them and to educate them on the intimacy and the policy and how you're going about your job, and to knowing that they're being heard when they have a need to access a federal agency, which is a big part of the job that, you know, a lot of times isn't discussed even as we go on the campaign trail. We always dive into the issues, but not so much into the constituent service, which I've excelled at. Jim Banks has excelled at. And I look forward to continuing that service as a congressman for the 3rd District.
Well, Andy, hey, thanks for coming on this morning and making the time. I'm sure we'll be back in touch before the May 7th primary rolls around.
Excellent. Thank you for having me on, and good morning to everybody in Northeast Indiana.
All right. Thanks, Andy. That is Andy Zay, one of your 3rd District congressional candidates. Whoa Whoa News Time at 7:18. Mike Wilson, he's up with a roundup of the top three things you need to know straight ahead here on Whoa Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.